You're listening to Wisdom of the Ancients, where ancient wisdom is remembered.
Hello again, beautiful Wisdom Tribe. Thank you so much, everyone, for being here in the space. We have an amazing show planned for you today. But first, let me just thank you all. Thank you all for being here in the collective consciousness, for always bringing your vibration. It is truly each and every one of you that makes this space such a beautiful, supportive space for all of us. Every single one of us is here, and we really, really need this right now. This is a special time. This is a time of transition, transformation, and we really need each other. We need the energy that each of us brings. We need the support. We need the collective consciousness and the light that everyone's bringing. So thank you so much always to each and every one of you for being here. And as we start today's show, let us invoke the ancient ones as always. Let us call upon the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power, and service to open our hearts and let us hear the message that is meant for us today. So let me introduce our next guest to you. Crystal Hughes is a multidimensional visionary, a medium and multisensory energetic intuitive known as the spiritual trainer to the stars, specializing in energetic healing and rapid transformation for celebrities and individuals throughout the world. We are always in awe because of Crystal's lightning-fast and laser-focused intuitive readings that go directly to the core of the issue. She pinpoints it immediately, and many of you will actually be experiencing her intuitive readings today on this very call. We're going to devote quite a bit of time to those intuitive readings, so we'll talk about that in just a little while. To continue, Crystal's work has broadened to include connecting with Archangel Metatron and mediating for Metatron's cube to instantly shift a person's consciousness, undoing mental, emotional, and physical limitations, as well as opening up their higher channels of communication. Crystal is also the founder and creator of the Academy for the Soul, also known as the Online School for Intuitive Arts. The Academy for the Soul helps people discover and develop their intuitive gifts, and then share those gifts with the world as an offering. Crystal's purpose is to channel and shine light into the world and to operate as a conduit of divine truth, working with people as they identify and develop their gifts and step into their purpose work. So I probably didn't have to introduce you that way because you've been on the show so many times. You are so well loved. Beloved Crystal, welcome back to Wisdom of the Ancients.
Thank you so much. Hello, everyone. Thank you for having me, Ian. What a pleasure to be here with everyone. I can just feel the beautiful energy flowing through from this wonderful container that we have set here today.
Such a pleasure to have you here, as always. So let me share with everyone a little bit about the show today. So Crystal and I were talking before, and we decided, and Crystal wanted to offer up as many readings as you know, it's feasible. So star 2 to raise your hand if you would like to receive an intuitive reading from Crystal. And here's the question. So we're going to be talking about your empathic light body. We're also going to be talking about becoming a healthy empath in a narcissistic world. And so when you call in or if you're on the webinar page, then you can ask Crystal, what is the condition of my empathic light body? And Crystal will tune in to your higher self, connect with your higher self, and then you'll be able to experience her intuitive reading. So what is the condition of my empathic light body? So star 2 to raise your hand if you're on the phone and you'd like the opportunity to get a live reading in person, so to speak, on the phone, or if you're on the webinar page, put your name in there and then your question. And try to stay as close to that question as possible. But of course, Crystal is a multi-sensory intuitive. And if there are other things that you're guided to ask, then you can ask that too. But let's try to keep it kind of on point. And I'd like to do that so we can get to as many of you as we can. So we can really serve you in that capacity today. So as you can tell, everyone, since you're here and you probably saw the Facebook post and you probably saw the webinar page talking about becoming a healthy empath in a narcissistic world. So before we get started talking about that, Crystal, I thank you so much for bringing that topic to us, because we certainly have aspects of the narcissistic world that we're all exposed to various degrees, But let's first ask you, I want to ask you really about really the definition, if you would, what defines an empath, like an intuitive empath, if you wouldn't mind sharing that.
I don't mind at all. It's my pleasure. And, you know, I feel like it's important to share about the way that I personally have observed the energy of an empath versus someone that is wired differently but could be an intuitive, right? And we start to see that empathically, a person has a different energetic set up in the way that they flow their energy, right? Most people know empaths with their ability to emotionally tune in to the state of another individual, right? Or to recognize that there's people out there in certain situations that are not telling the truth. And so the empath has this ability, right, to read the manipulation patterns of people. An empath is going to naturally identify themselves in more of the healer realm, a helper, a rescuer, right? Because if they can feel it, they feel drawn to fix it. Also, just the classic definition is that they actually would be able to support another in bringing about a level of compassion, a level of understanding, right, to a situation. And they're very deeply sensitive. They're highly attuned to the emotions and the energy of others.
Mm-hmm.
The way that I see empaths, though, again, around the structure and the flow, is that empath's primary point of perception of energy runs through their clairsentience ability, okay? So the first and primary way that they read intuitively is through their sensory ability, their clairsentience, their feeling capacity, right? And because they're wired this way, all the other clairs would come after. So they would sense initially and kind of feel into the energy vibrations. Then they would know something about it, come to know something about that energy. Or they would bring in their clairaudience and they would hear something about how they're feeling. Or they would bring up images or pictures and they would start to see information and possibly even memories that would clarify or validate what they're feeling. But we see that that clairsentience would be their number one preferred way of being in an environment and assimilating information and energy. And this is a perspective, right? It's a perspective. It's an internal way that they're wired as an intuitive. And everybody in this world is wired in their unique way intuitively. But the empath, again, has this clairsentience ability. Now, this can be frustrating at times, right? Because what happens is if an empath doesn't know how to handle their own energy and utilize the flow of energy in the specific order, then what's going to happen? They're going to be easily overwhelmed. They're going to be in overload. They're going to try to avoid things, have this experience of confusion between their own energy and the emotions of others. They'll have difficulty finding themselves and knowing who they really are. They could be subject to mood swings because they're under the effect of the environment and the surroundings. They might find that there's a lack of boundaries that others actually perpetrate and invade their space. So they have difficulty coping with the emotional stress, and sometimes that causes them to do things that's actually more destructive to them, right, to themselves, like addictions, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we have to be cautious, because the reality is that empaths, in the unique way that they are wired, because they're here for a greater purpose. And the cool thing is the clairsentience intuitive ability and energy flow center is the same as their third chakra, the power center, the solar plexus. Okay? So if you can stick with me here, I'm going to explain something, because really what we're seeing is that there's specifics that give definition to an empath. Their intuitive gate open at the power center, right? And they're linked to the emotional body. But again, they're vulnerable. And so what happens is they're open, they're receptive to the energies, they bring balance, especially to the heart closure that we know that exists in the world with the narcissistic tendencies. But their greater purpose is to come into alignment, to support people and coming to a greater awareness, right? And so they're evolving in this lifetime. And they've incarnated to master the emotional body of the aura. Yes, they're vulnerable, but they're here to bring that balance and harmony. I mean, empaths, these are our wisdom keepers that are here to reflect the reality to those in their immediate environment, right? They're pure-hearted, and they're here to be a master of energy. And mastery really is the key to their purpose. But what I find fascinating is that because they are wired to work that solar plexus, and they are here to really learn about the emotional body, they also have to work with the mental body, because each of the chakras is related and directly linked to one of the emotional bodies or auric bodies. And what we can see is that the solar plexus, being the third chakra, is directly linked to the mental body. Okay? So, and again, that's part of the aura. So if they're here to master the emotional body, but they're directly linked to the mental body, do you see that there's already set up some sort of challenge
right.
when they incarnate? Yeah. Okay. Now mm-hmm. what happens is they get bullied, right? The mental body can be very abusive to the emotional body, and that gets reflected usually with the people that are around them. Right? They actually get emotionally bullied, you know, because just, you know, buck up and stop being so sensitive, right? These are the types of things that they're going to hear, right? And this too sensitive, too emotional, that comes with the territory. But when we look at the mental body being included, what we can see is that the shadow side of the empath would actually allow themselves to get too caught up in the mental body and start to use that mental body of knowingness, the clairgnostic ability, and that would push people away. It's like they're trying to use their mind as a defense mechanism. And when that happens, they're trying to discern with their mind rather than with their emotional body whether it's safe to invest time and energy into someone. Okay? So I'm already pointing out to empaths, there's some things that you need to learn, that you need to discover. One, are you really knowing how you're wired? Are you understanding your energy and energy flow in your body as an empath? Are you supporting yourself in a healthy way so that you can set a healthy boundary and that you have this perspective that's truly healthy for you? Or have you allowed yourself to actually come into experiences where you have to defend your position and defend yourself? Because Ian, what happens is when an empath is in a situation and they go into emotional overwhelm, their empathic immune system gets shut down. And so they kick into their clairgnostic ability, they kick into their mind, and they overwork the mental body. And now they're trying to defend themselves with a protective mechanism, a control mechanism, or some sort of mechanism that they're building out in that mental body. And it just doesn't work in the way that it's supposed to work for them. Instead, we're supposed to live as an empath in a unique way. Now, every highly sensitive intuitive can also benefit by what we're teaching today about an empath, because they're on the rise to actually become that empath, you see. Empaths, we have to have you look at your automatic set point of your perspective. What is it set to? Is it set to have you look internally? And if you look internally, how deep are you going? In other words, if there's issues going on in your body as an empath, you're going to feel them 10,000 times greater than someone else that's not an empath. You feel so deeply. If you put an earring in your ear that's just a little bit too heavy, it's going to annoy you and it's going to distract you. And if you have a physical issue, a pain or something like that in your physical body, what's happening is that you might go down into the subtleness of that pain and feel every tiny little thing. It's going to feel like a pinprick or 1,000 little pinpricks, and it's going to take your attention away. If you're looking too far outside, and this is the other thing that happens, is that you start to look outside of yourself and you start to see what's wrong, right? What's going on? What's wrong with that person? Why are they sad? I want to help them. I want to fix the situation. Again, you're trying to bring balance, but you're looking too far outside. There's a middle ground. There's the center of your being. And we want you to be anchored in the center and have balance from the external forces and the internal focus that you might have on what's going on. But you can find that support if you bring that perspective, and you'll become actually more intuitive, accurate with your intuition when you're actually in the center, when you are balanced. And so we want to make sure that you are not just wired and thinking that you're wired to feel or to use your feeling sensibilities, but to actually come into the feeling sensibilities with your mental body and your emotional body. And that way you're not going to be vulnerable to the perpetrators. You're going to actually be able to hold your own and really hold tight to a beautiful natural container that would literally be a reflection back to the people in the space, and that's where your mastery lies.
Yeah, wow, beautiful. So much information. When you were speaking, a couple of things that really stood out to me were that empaths are here to really master energetics, right? So energy mastery, and then also to really manage and control. You didn't use those words specifically, but it really sounds like, you know, when we're incarnated, when we incarnate into this this realm, and we have the makeup, if you will, of an empath, we are wired very differently, and it's a lot of it is around managing and controlling the energy of being an empath, right?
It's to actually become a master investor of energy and to be a witness observer. Because empaths as investors, think of this, that every interaction you have actually has a truth value built in, right? If you're honoring that truth value, then what happens is an empath is really wired into truth. Just like I said, you can read people. You can tell if someone's lying. You can tell if someone's, you know, like really brutally honest. You can tell. And so there's a truth factor. And you have to decide to either invest in that truth and live it and become it, or you might have personas that ignore it, that bypass it, right? And so what do you want? What do you want with life? Because if you are an investor in creating experiences with your energy, you're investing your energy in an experience of truth, then you're going to have a feeling of being empowered. You're going to be living in that middle ground, that centered nature, that state of being present, right? Now, personas are going to take you out, right? There's active personas. This is the people pleaser. This is the hero. This is the rescuer. This is the shadow caregiver, right? This is the wounded empath that keeps creating scenarios and situations being taken care of. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, if you look at every interaction as an investment of your energy, you really have to ask questions, don't you? You have to ask, how much are you currently energetically invested in a specific person, in a specific project? And if you're asking these questions, then you're calling forth truth, because you can say, well, how much am I for the highest good of all to be invested in this, right? You can run it through your own system, your own feeling tone system. And so any person, any situation that comes to you, ask. What? How am I to be invested with this? To what degree? And when you do this, you're inviting a structure into your life for how you're to interact, right? And so as you're doing that, are you not honing your skills to be a detector of truth, right? So you take that insight. And then you can create this empowered life. There's no immediate need to try to fix something or come to the rescue, right? You really come into a place where you're driven primarily by the vibration of truth. So I want you to start. This is one of the immediate things that you can implement in really looking at what's your level of investment.
Thank you. You know, with the world being what it is right now, especially narcissistic, and I know there's a lot of people who are already writing in on the questions, feeling that they're living in a narcissistic world. You've really spoken about being connected to the core, being strong, being not as fragile as you may think. You know, becoming a healthy empath. What are some of the ways that we can really do that?
Oh, this is good. Now, I want to bring up some things that are mistakes that empaths make first, right? Because I think if we expose this, again, we're bringing things to light. And I want everyone to know that in bringing these things up, what's happening is we're starting to bring light to the shadow aspect of the empath and the empathic nature. And again, as you heard me, you know, comment about these different types, like the yes person that's just always saying yes because she wants to be liked, or she wants to be praised, or she wants to be included, right? Is she checking in? You know, is she checking in? Yes, no, and really starting to engage. So there's some mistakes that are kind of lingering around the shadow empath, because they believe that they're responsible. Somehow they're holding guilt right, for the pain and discomfort they feel in others. They could blame themselves for it. I mean, especially in relationships, right? Or there must be something wrong with me, right, for feeling this way. The rescuer wanting to fix it and really rushing to the aid over and over again without being compensated, right? There's this sense of like a deep yearning to want to bring balance, but so much so, because you're rushing to your purpose work, right? I want to bring harmony and balance, that you're actually going to give away your energy until it absolutely drains you. And so what happens is this loss of self-worth is created because the narcissist is the one that's playing these games, right? They have this exaggerated experience of themselves, these feelings of self-importance. They have a lack of empathy. So you can imagine, I want you to look at the dynamic of the world. If there's this exaggeration of self-importance in the narcissistic archetype, if you will, that is lingering in our space, that is, you know, in many places that we can see, and they have a lack of empathy, doesn't that make sense that we would have a huge group of empaths incarnating into our world right now? Because we don't have to try to make up for the lack of empathy, but we are the reflectors. Mm. We're the reflectors for them to wake up, to come into the aha moment, right? And we know that there's twisted ways that we can allow someone to abuse their power and control over us, right? We can, in our way as an empath, if we are getting overwhelmed with a feeling sense and we can't control it, doesn't that put us at a disadvantage? If we're not including the divine in the equation, if we're not asking how much do I need to invest in this? And also, I mean, there's things that can happen, right? We can perceive the empathic nature as a curse rather than a gift. We're highly, highly sensitive. Right. But again, where's our perspective? Are we looking outside? Are we looking too far deep within our being? What's the perspective? And empath, sometimes it's so hurtful to be around energies that are volatile that they actually will just avoid being in intimate relationships, and they'll isolate and they'll hide. They have a tendency to be trapped, become trapped in toxic of abusive friendship relationships. And again, it's why would you attract this kind of narcissistic vampire, energetic vampire? So there's lessons and there's ways that you can actually really support yourself, because I want you to be able to quickly determine whose energy is in this space, how you can become strong. And one of the ways that you can do that is by confessing your emotions, okay? Just confessing your emotions. Because, Ian, one of the major defense mechanisms of an empath is that they actually hide and avoid confrontation at all costs, okay?
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Know anybody mm-hmm. like that, right? Right, like avoid confrontation at all costs. But we have to train you to be real with yourself. And if you regularly scan yourself and speak out your emotions, because if your tendency is to hide your emotions, hide what your truth, and to avoid confrontation at all costs, there's this idea that if you do speak to your emotions, there is going to be confrontation, right? And what happens is, again, is that you're going to then use your mental body. So you shut down mentally and you shut down emotionally and you turn it inside. And so too often empaths are trained to withhold instead of express and shut down the voice, right? And become confused as to what is appropriate. What is appropriate? Because if I am going to speak about truth but no one's listening to me and they just call me sensitive, then it's not really appropriate. And so what they do is they then speak half-truth to appease people, mm-hmm. right? And that's yeah. what I want you all to stop doing. I want you to admit. And so what you can do is you can literally confess. And this is a way, remember, of quickly determining whose energy it is in the space, what energy is impacting you, how you're feeling. Okay. So one of the things that you can do to be authentic and speak your truth is say this out loud. I admit I'm feeling blank. And when you say it out loud, I admit I'm feeling anger. Then check on that. Did that actually feel like it was true? And if it's not true, then that's not your energy. Do you see? I admit I'm feeling frustration. And check on that. Oh, yes. That frustration is mine. Where are you feeling it? You're feeling it through your third chakra, your power center, your stomach, your gut. Okay? It's like a wave of energy that comes through. You could say, I admit I'm feeling sadness. Is that true? Because most empaths, one, they don't know how they feel exactly because they feel too much of others, you know, the other people's energies because of no boundaries or lack of boundaries or their personas who have not allowed them to consistently set healthy boundaries, right? And they tend to never admit their emotions because they don't want to cause an uproar. They don't want to cause conflict. They don't want to hurt the other person. They don't want to disturb the peace. Don't rock the boat. And they feel better helping the other person get over their issue rather than working on their own because they don't like bringing attention to themselves, right? But I need you to do these things. And when you do them, what happens is you're going to start to really zero in and you're going to be able to strengthen and you're going to be able to track. I want you to start to track the energy. And this is so cool as an exercise, right? Because, Ian, one of the things that happens, and you guys will know this as sensitives and intuitives, right? So what will happen is you might feel someone invade your space. Like they'll send you, you know, projections that are like darts that just like pierce you. Ah! Right? It's like, oh, you know, they just locked into my kidneys and started sucking out all my life force. You can feel the cord going right into your kidneys. And this is real. You know, yeah. Many times I've had to work with clients and literally help them pull out the cords and especially with the kidneys, right? Because that truly is your prenatal life force. But what we can see is that you then get into judgment with that person, right? You start to try to defend yourself against the person. And what happens is now you get really tied up and enmeshed, okay? So, again, if a person is sending you bad mojo juju, right, and you know it, and you're like, ah, like they're sending entities over, you know, to attack you, and they're piercing that aura. I don't want you starting to identify as this defender of your energy. Okay? Now it's going to be difficult to do that in the beginning because you really do have protective mechanisms up, defense mechanisms, control mechanisms. But how do we get you to become adaptable as a mirror and not reactive? We've got to train you, right? We've got to train you. We've got to have you create a channel of communication directly with the energies. And you can do this. Why? Because the beauty of the empath is that they have this heightened state of being that's available to them through the celestial auric body. And they have an addition on their light body, which I call the empath light body. We need to create this channel of communication directly with the energy. This supports you maintaining your boundaries instead of getting into battle, this battling match within yourself, with another person, or with the personas, right? I don't want you judging. I don't want you resenting them. Okay? Just because you can feel or know the energies are present in that space doesn't mean that they're meant for you to do something with them. But I want you to be able to talk directly to the energy instead of reacting to the person with judgment. Okay? Now, the cool thing about this is because of how you're wired, the energies will listen to you. They know that you have the ability to feel them. And all energy is alive. It's conscious. Okay? So you need to ask. Ask the energies. Ask the energies to remove themselves from you, from your field, from your kidneys. And you can get information. Of course, whose energy, you know, are you? Why are you here? What do you have for me as a message, as a lesson? What am I to know about you or this situation? And then you can send their energies back to them. Gain your lesson, gain your awareness, and move on. Okay? Always, as an empath, you have the capacity to strengthen yourself. And this is truly a strengthening exercise for you. Take your ability to communicate with the energies and communicate with the energies instead of trying to defend yourself against a person sending some energy your way. Okay?
I was about to write that down. Thank you. Yeah.
And
lovely.
Then I stopped talking. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So we're going to be doing live intuitive readings very shortly. So star 2 to raise your hand if you don't have your hand raised already, or if you're on the webinar page, put your question in along with your name. Always got to have your name. And you can ask Crystal what the condition of your empathic light body is. So you can ask Crystal, what is the condition of my empathic light body? But before we do the readings, Crystal, I wanted you to share with everyone the role the empathic light body plays and why it's so important to have it in a certain condition. I won't put words in your mouth or assume. So tell us about the empathic light body and the role it plays in someone being able to be a healthy empath.
The empathic light body is actually the next evolution of us as a soulful generation, right? We are the ones, again, that are the great reflectors. And the empathic light body holds the wisdom. And what I've seen is that we are the holders of the ancient wisdom, right? So we have the purity of heart where we can literally tap in to the ancient wisdom. We've actually carried it in our auric light body, in our field, but also with the empathic nature, living in a state of truth, we actually have access to the new wisdom, okay? Now, this has come out of me recently. I've been doing a lot of the Holy Remembrance Metatron's Cube sessions. And I've now seen this over and over, and it brought this question because Archangel Metatron is the Archangel of the future, right? But imagine that we're at a place now in our evolution as a race, as a human race, to tap into the power of the cosmos and to literally call forth the ancient wisdom. But now we have access because of the thinning of the veil and the cosmic center point or gateway, if you will, the 1111 Metatron's gateway, that we literally have access now to the new wisdom. Okay? So when we focus in and we go on this journey with the empath, and this is the journey I'm inviting all of you on the call to go into with me, that we're on a journey of training ourselves. We're training ourselves to accept ourselves with the way that we're energetically wired, with truth as a vibration and living truth, And we have access in this state of purity that will allow us to tap into our enlightened being state that already exists in the future and draw the wisdom that's living there right now. It's living in our future lifelines. And to bring that back, to literally live it now. Do you see? So we're always at the place in consciousness, mostly as humans, where we say, I wish I would have known that back then. Mm-hmm. You know, what do I know now? Gosh, wouldn't it be wonderful if I knew it back then? Well, guess what? We're in the back then right now. So doesn't it make sense that we would call forth the powerful new wisdom that we now know already exists in our future as an enlightened being, and we're going to live it now? We're going to allow it to influence the now. We're going to allow it to illuminate and inspire and activate the depth of our soul sovereignty. So the empath light body is something that we all need to be in awe of, because it has the capacity to draw from all directions, old wisdom and new wisdom, and to bring it together to activate and illuminate it.
Beautiful. Wow. Old wisdom and new wisdom, just converging that beautiful wisdom and then allowing that to fill our being, yeah, and utilize that wisdom for the betterment of all. Yeah, beautiful, beautiful. Well, let's do this, Crystal. Let's go to the phones.
Sure.
And we'll take callers, and then we'll go to the web as well. So everyone, we're going to go to the phones now. So we want to go fairly rapidly to get as many of you as possible. So if I can ask that you limit the follow-up questions. If you have happened to have your question answered already on the web, if we go back and forth, please don't re-ask the question. Just let us know that it's already been asked, answered. And we'll go through as many as we can. So we're going to start with Waterbury, Connecticut. So if your phone number, is registered to Waterbury, Connecticut, maybe you're not there anymore. 8393, last 4 digits of the phone number. You are live with Crystal.
Yeah, hi. My name is Anne, and thank you for taking my call. And I'd like, well, I have a lot of questions, but I'll go with, what's the condition of my empathic light body?
So the way that I'm going to do this is I'm tuning in directly in to the chakras to see how that's open to the communication channel, right? When I'm looking at you energetically and I'm seeing the level of communication, you're about 80% built out with your light body, okay? What's happening, though, is there's a leak, and the leak is actually between the root chakra and your empathic center. It's in the sacral, right? So what has happened to you is people tap in and they start to draw what we would think of as the feminine intuitive part of you, right? That aspect that knows. And the cool thing about you is that you actually have a lot of insightful answers for people. You actually have solutions for people, okay? Right? And so people come to you for answers. They actually do. But when that is open and when it's leaking, what happens is they just come to you, they take that, but there's no compensation, right? So it ends up feeling as if you've been sucked dry, right? Or you've had your brain.
I resent it. Yes,
right? Right? And so
there's no longer any relationship, any friendship. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah. And so that's what we have to work on. Okay, so I want you to mark this down. This is a past life experience where this came. It's 3 past lives ago. Okay, and so we've got to have you go back and work on that. So 3 past lives ago, sacral chakra, and literally building up. So we've got to look at the personas that are in the shadow side, okay, that are actually projecting that and keeping that going because you're being taken advantage of and there's no reciprocation of energy. And that's an unworthy persona. All right?
Right.
Beautiful reading. Thank you so much. Thank you, Anne.
Mm-hmm. Thank
Blessing.
You. Thank
Thanks
you
for calling in. Okay.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's go to Eureka, California. Eureka, California, 9632. You're live with Crystal.
Hi.
Hello, hi, welcome.
Can you hear me? I don't know what to hit.
We can hear
you
perfectly. You're live.
Can you hear me?
Yes, just go ahead.
Okay, what's the condition of my empathetic light body?
All right, so let me just tune in here. Okay, so what we're looking at is your light body struggling a bit. And it's struggling because when I was talking earlier about the immune system, the empathic immune system, the adrenals mm-hmm. for you have been impacted, right? So one of the things yeah. that has happened for you is that there's been this overgiving your entire life, right? It's like you've
yep.
observed people struggling and you try to help them. And so it's this overgiving, and that's the persona. When we look at this energetically to see where that point of pain is, in other words, where that was created, what we're seeing is this is a genealogical issue on your father's side, and we're looking at 11 generations ago. Okay, so this is something that's been passed down to you, that you don't think enough of yourself to watch. Remember what I was saying with the investment of time and energy. And so for you, a good thing that you have to do is you have to really ask before you give, okay? And you have to not feel guilty, that empathic guilt, if it's not you that's supposed to be the one helping, okay?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
that's what we have to do. For you, we have to really look at the adrenals. We have to do some work on that. We need to have you learn about setting up a sacred container so you're containing your energy and shifting that persona, okay?
Mhm.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
blessings.
I have trouble with my adrenals. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. Really, you're welcome.
Yeah, I've given, and so mm-hmm. thank you. That a lot of sense.
Mm. Yeah.
Okay, sweet love. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, let's go to Downey, California. Staying in California. Downey, 4232 are the last four digits. You're live on the show.
Wow. Thanks for taking my call and being here for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Aw, you're welcome.
Thank you. This is Patty, and what is my empathic light body condition?
Okay, let's take a look at that. So I see a lot of light energy for you, especially when I look at the front of you. There's a lot of light coming in. It's a beautiful, precious light. It's glowing, okay? The
yeah.
backside, down around the back part of the sacral chakra, it brings tears to my eyes. It makes me sad. There's an underlying sadness that is sitting there, that is the shadow side of the empath, and there's a specific persona. And what she does is that she actually tries to be really positive and really happy, but she's also really tapped into this kind of overriding pulse that moves through as a resonance throughout our world, our planet. And I don't know if you know this, but you pick up on this. You pick up on the sadness. Right? Mm-hmm. Of the world.
Yeah.
And what happens is that you feel helpless to
yeah.
do anything about it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so as much as I see the empathic light body, I mean, I want to say about 86% of your empathic light body is just glowing. It's like, oh my gosh, you know that you're meant to be here to really transmit. But this sadness comes from what looks like a parallel life. It's almost like in a parallel existence. And I know this might sound really familiar to you, but there is an experience where you, before this incarnation, you could observe the nature. And that's why you chose to incarnate. You came here to make change. Okay? Now, one of the things we have to see is that
you don't feel resourceful enough. And part of your mission is to actually find the resources that will strengthen your knowledge of your own being so that you then feel self-contained and connected in. And then again, you can be the transmitter in all directions utilizing that light body. Okay? So we really want to work on that parallel. It's the second parallel. Okay? And we want to shift that perspective of this kind of helpless, right, hopelessness, and instead have you be in training. Okay?
That sounds wonderful.
Thank you.
Yes,
Patty.
Thank you.
Okay, blessings to you.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling
blessings.
In.
Blessings,
okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, let's go to the web. And, of course, there's 100, so let's just go ahead and see where we got it here. Okay, this is Umit, U-M-I-T from Izmir, I-Z-M-I-R. So Umit from Izmir. What is the condition of my empathic light body?
Okay, taking a look. It's built out at about 64% right now. One of the things that we're looking at is that you as an empath work directly with the third eye, and you're a visionary as well. So you work with the third eye, and you activate in this lifetime the clairvoyance. So this is about the pineal gland for you. When we look at what's hindering that light body build out, it's a layer on the pineal gland to the left. So if I'm literally looking at your eyes and looking at the pineal gland as if I had X-ray vision, the left side of the pineal gland has been calcified, okay? One of the things that we have to watch out for you is we have to look at what you're eating. What are you putting inside your body, okay? For you, you can't have any processed foods. You have to really watch the energy of the food that you're taking into your body, okay? So everything that you're consuming as an empath becomes your physical body. It becomes your auric field. So that's what we need to work on for you. Now, in looking at that as this visionary, what we see is that in this lifetime, it really is about bringing up plans of action, not just for yourself. You're to work with one to many. So you're to work with a group of people, and you're able to help each one of those individually know the best track for their future. What is that probability line that they should go down? What's that timeline that they need to create? So you definitely can work as an intuitive, but you have to be careful, because whatever you're consuming, it's going to either drop down your vibration or it can build that up. Okay. So that's what we want to work on with you, is getting yourself to that place internally where you're understanding how your clairsentience and clairvoyance work together.
Thank you. Okay, Cindy from Salt Lake. Hi, Crystal. What is the condition of my empathic light body? Thank you.
Okay, I like this. A lot of green energy, right? For you as an empath, it's very important for you to be connected with nature. Now, as the bottom and maybe even two-thirds up is very beautiful and green, it's lush. The top part is still like if you would imagine just metal fencing, right? It's not built out yet, and it's not built out around the throat, around the third eye, ear chakras, or the crown. And going up to the transpersonal, they want to go to the next level. So what we're seeing is a lot of what's hindering this for you is the throat chakra, okay? So again, it's this experience of one, if you do communicate your truth, there's a possibility that if people don't ask for it, you're going to be rejected. Everything that you say, if they don't request it from you, you will be rejected and they'll turn against you, okay? The other thing is that you have a tendency because of that experience that you could pull in and really shut down and close down literally close down. Now, this is from a past life, and we're going 8 past lives ago, and the emotional energy really is the one of being attacked and energy that feels like it's anguish. So we want to clear that and those emotions out of the throat chakra for you.
Okay, thank you. This is Elmer from Noda, Noda-shi in Japan. What is my empathic light body condition, please?
Absolutely. So looking at yours, it's like I'm seeing this beautiful purple energy come in and silver. I mean, I'm almost brought to tears because it's so gorgeous. Like it's just so present and beautiful, and there's an energy of responsiveness, right? You want to respond. You want to be available. When I check in to see how much that's built out, they're telling me at about 92%. What we're looking at, though, is in the back, and I'm looking along your spine. And what's happening is the energy is getting trapped right at that third chakra. And so the energy is coming up from the root into the sacral. So a lot of creative, passionate energy is there, but then it gets stuck and trapped. So if we were to have the energy come all the way up, it would literally be like this beautiful spring of energy and light and almost like a waterfall of light that would come into the environment. Because of that energy getting stuck there, there's energy where you don't feel good enough. There's shame around that. Let me see where that traces back to. So it's before birth. It's a genealogical issue on mom's side, and we're going to 22 generations back, okay, 22 generations. So we want to clear that shame and that stuckness inside the third chakra.
Okay, thank you. Pippa from Bristol, England. Hi, Crystal. Loving the call. It resonates with me so much. Thank you. What is the condition of my empathic light body?
Okay, looking into yours, there's a lot of golden light energy, a lot of swirling energy going on. One of the things, though, that is coming through is that it's fragile, right? I mean, we want our light body, even though it's light and illuminated, it has structure to it. And your celestial body, which is the opening of the intuitive gates, communicates directly and is linked directly with the empathic light body. And so there's this fragility. And again, it's like when I say you're not as fragile as you think. But what's happened to have you hold it in that way is it's almost like, you know, one more judgment or one more projection onto you, and I'm just going to collapse. Okay. And this is from a past life experience of condemnation, this energy that was too authoritative, right? It was one of arrogance that was fault finding and thinking that you should be doing something some other way. So in this lifetime, it's like, well, I want to please. I want to people please, but am I doing it right? And so you're always in judgment of your own self. And with your empathic nature, you're meant to be an intuitive, but are you going to do it in the right way? There's a fear there. And so let me see how many past lives we're looking at. 17 past lives ago. So that's what we've got to clear for you. Okay?
Beautiful. Thank you so much. Okay, this is Gwen from Louisville, I think. Gwen, what is the condition of my empathic light body?
Okay, taking a look now energetically for you, really looking strong and beautiful at the top. It's like a beautiful blue color, but then it comes down and it empties out. It's like it's an open container at the root and at the base where you're not fitting in and that you feel that there's a sense of abandonment and loneliness. And where are my people, right? Who am I going to talk to? Who's going to understand this? And really seeing that and sensing that. So I need to check to see when this was created. So before birth, past life, see how many past lives we're looking at. 21 past lives ago, okay? So this is about abandonment, hurt, loneliness, a fear of rejection, okay? Got to heal that up, especially in the root chakra.
Okay, wonderful. Let's go back to the phone. So we're going to go to Amarillo, Texas. Amarillo, Texas, 5103. You're live on the phone with Crystal. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are y'all? I'm Jody.
Hi, Jody. Great. Good to have you on the show.
I would love to see. I know I'm an empath, and I know that I have been impacted by many narcissists in my lifetime,
yeah.
And I would really love some tips on protection.
You know, again, it's so important, everyone, and I'm going to speak to you, but because you, I can see a hook right in that stomach right now. You know, for you, it really is that you've gotten to a place where it's almost like you're having to be at the defense. One of the issues that I'm seeing is a persona that is this, a chameleon, right? When you were younger, you were a chameleon. You would actually turn into whatever you needed to turn into to support the people around you in your life. Okay? Do you know that about yourself?
I think I thought it was survival. Like, so I didn't get abused or neglected or abandoned.
Right.
I survived the narcissism.
Yeah. So it's like, what do I need to do or become? Who do I need to be to survive this, right? But that chameleon persona is still active in you, right? And so you created that as a young child, but she's still active. Even if she's not, it doesn't look like, okay, I'm blatantly, you know, exhibiting this behavior. It's alive. It has a pulse. It's living inside of you. It's a belief. It's in the subconscious mind. Do you see? And so what we've got to do is we've got to work with that aspect of you, because it's causing you to energetically be pulled and tugged at. It's like, oh, she's gonna do what I need her to do. She's gonna be who I need her to be. And you're gonna create dependence on you. Right? This is the scenario, is that they become dependent on you. Okay? So we've got to make sure that that's not happening. And the way to do that is to transform that persona. So what I want you to do is I want you to immediately start to look at what you can do to create a healthy container. Okay. So if your aura was a container, how strong would that container be? Because what happens is as this chameleon, you shapeshift. You turn into whoever you need to be for the situation at hand. But that's not a strong container, right? It's like a container made of clay. We can just mold it. I need you to be strong. So we're going to get that persona, and that persona is coming from this lifetime, and it's actually coming from when you were 3 years old. Okay, so first write that down. Persona, chameleon, shapeshifter, 3 years old. And then what I want you to do to really support yourself is to look at your aura as a container and start to check it yourself, literally, like with your inner eyes looking at it. Where are there holes in that container? And start to bring the light from your heart into your aura and to those places where it looks like there's a tear or a rip or a hole. And I want you to heal that up, okay? And utilize that light and that energy and bring your perspective back to one that is strong. You don't need to try to survive anymore. And there's nothing to fight against. Okay? Now, with that hook that's in there, I want you to also bring the light to that. And I want you to imagine drawing that hook out, even if you have to use your hands. Of course, I can't take a lot of time here. But I want you to bring that hook out using your hands. And whoever that belongs to, I need you to consciously send that hook back to them, send all their energy back to them, and close the door of your aura on them. No one is allowed to come into your container. You always keep your container with just your energy, okay? And everywhere you go, I want you to have a container within the container of the space, right? So if I'm going over to my friend's home, I've got to have a strong container inside the container of their home, okay? And that's going to help you tremendously, all right?
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Jody. Yeah, thank you, Jody. Much love to you.
Thank you.
Well, everyone, we're not done with the readings yet, but I'm going to give Crystal a little bit of a quick break, and we'll come back to the phones and then and the web. Crystal does have a program. It's called the Enlightened Empath Collection. She does have a program, and she is going to share it with us today, although probably won't be going into the program in too much detail. It's quite a long program, but I'd love for you, Crystal, to share the highlights of the program That your offerings, that everyone can feel into that. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right?
No,
right.
You're right.
Yeah, of
you're
course.
You're right. Right?
Yeah.
And that's the truth of it, you know. And what I want to say again is my intention here is I want you guys to come on a journey where you're being trained. We need you to be trained. This isn't something that you were born knowing when you incarnated. You knew what your purpose was. You knew that your purpose was to enter in as an empath, to shine the light, to bring truth, to bring your wisdom, to gain access to the higher realms, to have this celestial body open so that you could be this channel to really bring about a new level of awareness and transformation of consciousness on the planet, right? But you haven't been trained. And I need to train you. I need to train you to look with a new set of eyes, these empathic eyes, and to really allow you to understand the importance of maintaining that state of witness observer, of presence, and of the light body awareness. Because if there's any lingering mentality of this wounded empath, which again, the wounded, you know, caregiver, caretaker, the people pleaser, the shadow rescuer, healer, all of those beings that might be living inside of you and have a mind of their own, they're pulling and tugging you. And this will stunt your energetic growth and evolution if you stick to that mentality of the wounded empath. Your natural flow of evolution is to move from that wounded empath and all the inherent behavioral patterns to the empowered empath and then to the enlightened empath, okay? So when we want you into that, when we walk you through this training, we want you to be able to come away feeling the sense of strength and power that is you. All of that old dysfunctional behavioral pattern that you were trained to exhibit and to, you know, that was pretty much promoted by the people in your life, right? That's going to be gone. And I also want to speak to this program, the way that I've set it up, is because many times you feel like you're too sensitive to do your purpose, to fulfill on your purpose. If you can't handle the energy now of just the people in your environment or in your family or your friends or what's going on in the world, how are you going to be a huge player in this greater mission, right? You feel like it's going to be too big. It's going to come crashing down upon you. It's going to swallow you up. You know, I like to use that analogy of like the boat in the middle of the ocean just being thrown around in a storm, right? Where's land, right? You know, I don't want you to feel that way anymore. And why did I create this program and this training? Because I've been through it. I've been through a lot. And so I want you to really feel into this experience of going from the unknown, wow, the powerlessness, the feeling within your own being of not knowing how to handle the energies, to one in which you actually would be trained to know, to handle them, to get you to that place where you're strong internally. And you won't have to feel the weight of the world anymore, the pain of the world. You don't have to feel like you need to be disconnected from your body because you can feel every single thing that is, you know, plaguing you. You don't have to be prone to illnesses, to chronic fatigue, to anxiety, to depression, right? We want to strengthen the nervous system for you. I don't want you to feel like you have to be alone, but I want you to feel confident that you can take quiet time and rest and to allow yourself to be restored by this. I really see this as a way for you to understand intimacy and interactions in relationships. So what I've put together is going to allow you to really come into a place where you're healthy with your open-heartedness, where you have the ability to set boundaries, allow them to be healthy and balanced, where you are able to manage your emotions and your energies in these dynamic, healthy ways, where you feel confident that you can express your needs in relationships, that you feel your self-worth and your self-respect, and you take care of self, and you understand that knowing how to deal with energies is actually an act of self-love, and that's what self-love means. To trust yourself and the divine and who you are to interact and relate to the world. So you take greater care of yourself. You receive respect from others. You're more valued from others. And also a sense of play, a possibility for you being joyful and light and fulfilled. I want you to be in relationships that's reciprocal. And being able to feel that energy coming towards you of support. And most importantly, to know your power to sense and to move energy and to reclaim your power over your sensitivity. To really feel open-hearted in a beautiful way where you're resilient and emotionally mature and comfortable in your body. These are the things that I want. As you move through the training to come out this other side. So we're going to be doing Empaths in Relationships program live. And the way we're going to set this up is that you're going to have a little bit of time before that to go through a couple of the foundational programs. And these are filled with wonderful exercises, and there's videos there where I explain them and take you through them. There's audios there that you're going to be able to listen to where I have explained things in detail and also done intuitive readings. So you're going to have the Empowered Empath that you can listen to before, your radiant chakras, your radiant bodies, and that will get you ready for our live program, Empaths in Relationships. It's going to be a series of calls where we're going to be together as a group, and we're going to be together 2 times per week. We're going to have an empowerment call that's going to have beautiful processes that I take you through and distinctions in what I'm speaking about. And then also we're going to get together that same week, and we're going to have intuitive readings, which are really me being able to observe your energy and to support you in shifting the energy on the call. So that's going to be 3 live calls. We'll start with the orientation before that. And that's going to give us this intimate, safe place. We'll create this container for you. You're going to come into these levels of awakening and awareness. And with that, again, you have the ability to really feel yourself empowered to share your intuitive gifts with the world. This is to bring you to a place where you feel all that you have the ability to do in an honorable way, because you as an empath, you're a peacemaker, you're our artist. You're the counselor. You're the wonderful healer. You are the advocate. You're the role model. Do you see? You're our teachers and our wise ones. And so we need you. We need you to play your role, but to feel supported in that role, to feel safe and secure, and to honor yourself and these gifts that you have. So that is really my wanting for you, and that's why I've created this, and that's why I've made it live this time, so that we would really be able to spend that time and be together.
Wonderful. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah, beautiful offer. Yeah, so everyone, if you're, I know I didn't tell you where to find that page, but if you just go to the main website right after the show, which is WOTAshow.com, WOTAshow.com, stands for Wisdom of the Ancients, show.com. And one of the little buttons is a replay button. And this replay will be up immediately after the show, as will the link to the offer. And of course, if you're on the webinar page right now, then you'll find the offer button right underneath Crystal's photograph. So that's where you can find it. So that is a beautiful offer. It's a very, very extensive program, and that's going to be offered to all of you today. So thank you so much, Crystal, for sharing that.
My pleasure.
Yeah. So let's go back to the phones, shall we?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Our favorite part, doing readings.
All right. We're going to go to Hackensack, New Jersey, 7202 on the last four digits of your phone number, and you are live.
Hi, this is Lori.
Hi, Lori.
Hello.
Thank you both so much. I would love to know what the condition is of my empathic light body, please.
Okay, so tuning in now. Let's just check to see here energetically. All right, so we've got some beautiful kind of rainbow energy colors around. And what I'm seeing is that the energy is mainly built out in about, I would say about 76% around the center. And it's rainbow colors, and that's a lot of moving energy, right? One of the things that we know about you is that you have your attention in multiple places at the same time. So you're thinking about someone. And when you think about that person, you kind of create this bubble of energy and you put them in it and you start to play with that energy with your intuitive feelers, right? But you're thinking about them and it's like, oh, how are they doing? I wonder how it's going and this and that and da, da, da. And maybe they're going through something. And what I see is that you're juggling all these little bubbles where you have people or different situations going on. Right? But what's happening is there's no completion with that. So there's an aspect of you that likes to kind of juggle and play with the energy instead of coming into completion. But what your heart desires as an empath is to actually come to completion where you know, okay, what am I to do in this situation? Okay? And then to finalize that in your own being. Right. And one of the examples that I use is if someone were to come to you and say, hey, you know, I really need $2,000 to pay my rent. Right. How do you know whether you're supposed to give that money to them or not? How do you know how much money to give them? Do you ask that question? Does it really come to that point? Or do you open up your wallet and say, here, take everything I have. Right. So. For you, we want to drop these little bubbles of energy that you've got that you're juggling. This persona likes to keep that going because it actually is a false sense of things going on in your life, right? That you're needed, okay? But the truth is that you could easily be anchored and centered and send out a light transmission from your heart and your hands, which you actually have the ability to heal from. You could heal them from sending that light and love through your heart and your hands. And that's a contribution to their life. Okay? So that persona that wants you to feel needed by playing with these energies and getting involved in these things isn't allowing completion, which doesn't bring you to your own power. Let me see when that one was created. So before birth, it's a genealogical issue on your mom's side, two generations back. Okay? Two generations.
Huh.
All right.
Wow.
Well, thank you so much.
Very interesting. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I so look forward to the package. Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Thanks for calling in. Blessings, blessings, Lori.
Thank you. See you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. Sorry to cut you off there. That was an accident. Let's go to Rock Island, Illinois. Rock Island, Illinois. Looks like someone on the cell phone. 9588. You're live.
Hello. This is Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi. And I would like to know the condition of my empathic light body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. You know, you channel a lot of crystalline light energy. It's coming through the central channel for you. It's connected into a higher dimensional realm. It's part of what your gift is. Now, as I look at that, I see the interior structure, but not the exterior structure that can match the level of the vibrational resonance that comes through the center, right? So it's kind of like, oh, I've got the center part built out, but what's going on in the outer edge? And so we want to build that out. Now, let me just take a look and see why this hasn't come out yet. So there's a level of insecurity around being accepted, okay? And what higher self is showing me is that on the one hand, there's this kind of bubbling over of your energy, right? It's almost like your energy can put people under a spell. It's positive. It's bubbly. It's beautiful. It is reflective, right? You make people think that they're the most important person in the world when you talk to them, okay? But what I can tell you is that there's an aspect as well that gives away your talent, your abilities, your juicy, yummy energy because there's a fear of rejection, okay? And so that's what we have to look at is who is that? Who fears that rejection, right? Who's causing that? And so this is a persona. It's from past life, and it's from 9 past lives ago, okay? So we want to heal up that fear of rejection, and we want to bring you into a place where you give over your energy to your followers, to your people, because you're actually meant to be a leader visionary. And you will have followers in this lifetime, if you don't already, okay? But your energy is meant for them, and you're to feed them with your wisdom and your knowledge and your light. And then they go out and do their thing, okay? So that's what you're here for.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Soul.
You're welcome.
Bye now. Okay, let's go back. Let me make sure I canceled that line, yeah. Okay, let's go back to the web. This is Jenny in Mexico. Hi, dear beautiful Crystal. Phenomenally important topic. Thank you. I'd love to know what is the condition of my light body and how I can work with you.
Uh-huh. Okay, so just taking a look here energetically, lots of blue-green energy coming in. It almost looks like the empathic light body is these beautiful vines that are coming through, like just imagine the brightest, beautiful green and then blue energy underneath that's really, again, it's vibrant, it's alive, there's a frequency to it, there's a pulsation. That light body is built out about 87% to 88%. But what I can tell you is we've got to look at the upper, the crown, and the connection between the crown and the causal body, the transpersonal body. Okay, because something's being lost in translation there. It's almost as if you've incarnated speaking a different language than the majority of the people around you, right? And so you're speaking this language, but people aren't quite understanding that and not valuing that, because what's happening is you're offering up that language to people that really don't match you, right? It's like giving the keys to the kingdom to the people that have no value of the kingdom, right? It's like they don't know. They would just go in and trash it, right? It's like they gobble up what you say and they, you know, it's like it means nothing to them, okay? They're consumers and they just consume your energy, but there's nothing that they're taking away. They're not growing by consuming it. And the truth is that we want you, you're meant to actually bring this higher level wisdom and knowledge and language of this new vibration into the planet, okay? So there's a little bit of confusion. There's a little bit of, you know, around your intuitive gift. There's doubt. There's uncertainty that I'm seeing that you have towards yourself. And what do I do with my intuitive gift? And how is that going to play out in the world? Okay. Now, this aspect that holds that confusion is wasting your time and energy, but delaying the inevitable, right? It's like delaying your mastery. And so that's who we need to look at. This is from a past life, and we're looking at way back, like literally 86 past lives ago is when this confusion, uncertainty, doubt, and distrust came in. And it's still playing out to this day. So that's what we need to heal so we can have you continue to build out this beautiful, vibrant, empathic light body.
Beautiful. Okay, wow. Thank you so much. Well, let's do one more on the phone. Let's go to Huntington, New York, and that's going to be 3622, last four digits, your life.
Yes. Crystal, that's a beautiful package that you're offering, by the way.
Thank you.
I would like to know the health of my light body, and I also have a question about the package.
One of the things that I'm seeing for you is in this lower hip area. It's like the hips, the power center going into the sacral. And you have some energy that has people taking advantage of you and betraying you, okay? So what happens is that there's some kind of betrayal that will occur. It's like things go along and then suddenly there's this experience. And this could be anything from talking behind your back, right, to actual betrayal, being cheated on, or things being stolen from you, or being conned out of something, right? So that energy is encapsulated and kind of stuck in the hips, which doesn't allow you to move forward at the pace that you need to be going, okay? So that, again, it's almost like a delay for you. Right. Now, with this experience, what I can tell you is that the light body it's almost like it's a little wobbly. So you don't feel as if you can trust those around you to actually support you. And so it's like the foundation of the light body is a little wobbly. Now, that's just how it's represented. It's not the truth. But it's an aspect within you that sets herself up for this heartache, heartbreak, being disappointed, people not following through with what they say they're going to do, right? So they'll tell you one thing but do something else. And that's the incongruency, okay? And so let's see when that was created, that aspect that's projecting that hurt and betrayal. It came from this lifetime.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I healed that.
Yeah.
But I did go to acupuncture today. I did go to acupuncture today and had her work on my hip. So do you physically manifest this as well?
Yeah.
Oh my
These
goodness.
These personas, just think of a persona as an energetic being that lives inside of you, like an aspect that's running an old pattern and paradigm, okay? And it's outdated. And it's like an employee that you hired way back when that's still running the same old programs, and yet you've upgraded every part of your business except that part, right? And that employee has to be transformed. She has to be trained in the new ways and new ways of functioning. And so that's what we're going to be doing in the program. We're literally going to be going in, and there's going to be certain personas that we need to transform, right? And we've got to upgrade her. So that was created after birth, and that was created at 2 years old, okay? 2 years old.
Oh, the betrayal was at 2 years old?
No, that's when the persona was created.
That's when the persona was created.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So with the package then, are the exercises, is it a lot of visualization? Is there other, like, kinesthetic parts to it? Because I don't do very well with visualizing things.
One of the things is that as an empath, you're not going to necessarily do well with visualization. You're going to do well with feeling, right?
Right.
So in other words, if I'm taking you on a guided journey, I'm going to have you feeling the energy. One of the things that I didn't mention that was included was the aura repair kit, right? And it's important because with something like that, I need to have you in the feeling tone of it, right? The energy that's coming through the light and imagining that the crystal is literally projecting the vibrational frequencies through your body and you're coming into the resonance of that. Your being is going to naturally take that, whatever I'm saying, and it's going to bring about an experience in your own body. And that's what you're going to be feeling. So it doesn't matter. You don't need to try to see something, right? This is about you feeling. So if I'm saying, what does your aura feel like? Get a sense of your aura. What's the outer edge of your aura looking like? Well, you're going to feel what it looks like. You see? You sense that through the feeling tones. What?
It's yeah, like, I feel like I'm a bit shut down. I thought that was interesting what you were talking before about how then you distance yourself from it because it's almost better not to feel anything than to feel all that.
Exactly.
So you're saying this is a place that I definitely could feel safe enough to open that up again because I do feel like I closed it down for protection without a doubt.
Not only are you going to do that, but I think you and the others that are going to be with us there are going to come into the knowledge that you need to feel safe. Remember how I said a lot of you are overworking the mind, the mental body, because you need to know things in order to feel safe. But the truth is you've never been trained, so you don't know. So the issue is that you don't know what's out there. It's scary. It's scary how to know how to, you know, navigate the energy. And are you doing something in the wrong way? Are you actually opening up some kind of crazy portal in your home that's actually allowing for more energy to come in or entities to enter in? It really is a training that I have to put you through. And it's okay because we can take our time. But once you have the knowledge, that's going to feel empowering to you, and you're going to be able to move from the mental body defense mechanism into actually the emotional body, which is what you're here to master.
This is fabulous because you're talking about the wobbliness that I feel is because I don't feel like I have the training. So you're saying I can actually go past that and feel confident. This is fabulous. You're fabulous.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
All right, Susan. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Love, love, love to you. Okay. Well, Crystal, thank you so much. It's been a wonderful, wonderful time that we've all shared today. Thank you so much for your beautiful readings and gifting the community in such a special way. What an important topic. So many, myself included, as you know, are empathic or empaths and very, very highly sensitive. So this is a beautiful topic for people. And I know that just looking through the comments, so many people are resonating with this. You've really given people a lovely perspective and some really great tools on how to navigate the energy. I wanted to just give you an opportunity to maybe share something with the community as we start to wrap this up, something that's maybe coming through or something that you feel is important, maybe as final words to share with everyone as we wrap this up.
I think one of the most important things is, as an empath, don't feel defined by the energies that come to you. Remember that you can sense the energies and you can communicate with them. Start to open yourself up to your own mastery, that the energy is alive and that you can communicate with the energies and you can communicate with the higher self of the person that sent them and really ask the higher self to be in charge of those energies as well. I want you to feel this sense of core connected strength. Remember to be in the heart center. Really stay centered in the heart and track your energy. Right? Track your energy so you're coming into greater levels of awareness. And in that way, your empathic light body is really going to hold you. It's going to hold you. You're going to feel that exhilaration by the amount of light that sources through your body. So stay centered. Stay in the heart space. Really allow yourself to be in the truth of who you are. And that is going to carry you so far. So blessings, everyone. Thank you again, Ian, for having me. Love this community. Sending waves of love to all of you. Blessings.
Blessings. Thank you so much, Crystal. Such an honor to have you on the show again. All right, Sacred Soul, thank you, each and every one of you, as always, for being here. We bow down to you. This certainly is a place for all of us to grow and ascend together. This is where we support each other. So thank you for bringing your incredible energy to the platform that we can all grow and support each other. We thank Divine Mother, Divine Father, Mother Earth and Father Sun. We thank the Ancient Ones, all the beautiful, divine, beloved beings of love, light, power and service. Much love to you all. Take care. Namaste. Bye now.